Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eric Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Berga hits a pop-up into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a line drive beyond second. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Fox, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Allen Hill, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Lewis. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. Two outs. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy has Steinbach trapped. There's the throw to Martinez and over to Ortiz, who tags Steinbach for the out. Bordick moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bordick scores. There goes Weiss trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blankenship moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to home to get Baines. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lansford moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Lansford scores. Steinbach scores. Bordick moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground, foul, into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive off the glove of Martinez, and into shallow left field. Baines reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a line drive into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bordick hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bordick moves to second. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship takes first base on ball four. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive for a single. Bordick moves to third. Blankenship moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bordick scores. Blankenship scores. Fox moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Eric Plunk now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Otto now pitching. Scott Brosius pinch hits for Harold Baines. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brosius hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Lansford takes first base on ball four. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Brosius now playing right field. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lewis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lewis strikes out. Steinbach drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lewis out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whiten strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ortiz scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 7-4, Athletics. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss bunts between the mound and first base. Otto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. Bordick moves to second. One out. Lance Blankenship, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vince Horsman now pitching. Brooke Jacoby pinch hits for Paul Sorrento. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Glenallan Hill. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Carlos Martinez now playing first base. Thomas Howard now playing left field. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lilliequist fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Olin now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosius hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops it up and throws to first, with Honeycutt covering, for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brown. Lofton moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive into right field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to third. Whiten moves to second. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive for a single. Lofton scores. Whiten moves to third. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.